welcome to Health Matters with me, Michelle Wright, your resident WRS doctor, this time talking about COVID vaccines in children. The vaccines produced by Pfizer, BioNTech and Moderna are approved for anyone over the age of 12 here in Switzerland, with the benefits of vaccination being to protect against the frequent mild and very rarely severe cases of COVID-19 in young people. Being vaccinated also helps to avoid isolation and quarantine as a result of protective measures, and also the consequences of frequent exposure, either at school or during leisure activities. And of course, being vaccinated makes it less likely that a young person will spread the virus to others. One severe complication that's been described in young people who become infected with COVID-19 is PIMS, or Pediatric Inflammatory Multisystem Syndrome. Essentially, this is when severe inflammation develops in the body of a young person around 3 to 4 weeks after initial infection. It's not yet certain what causes this condition to develop exactly, but it does require hospitalisation in most young people who get it, with half needing intensive care. There have been around 100 cases in Switzerland so far, and happily no deaths. It's assumed that vaccination also protects against Pediatric Inflammatory Multisystem Syndrome, but there's not yet the proof of this from studies. So COVID vaccination is recommended for everyone over the age of 12, but it's particularly recommended for young people with a chronic illness, as well as those who are in close contact with someone at high risk of COVID complications, and also young people living in community institutions with a higher risk of outbreaks of COVID-19 infection. The vaccination protocol is the same as for adults, 2 doses of the vaccine around 4 weeks apart, and according to the Federal Office of Public Health, trial results indicate 100% protection from COVID-19 infection in young people. In terms of vaccine side effects for 12 to 15-year-olds, trials have found that the most frequent ones were similar to adults, with pain at the injection site, headache and tiredness, muscle and joint aches, and fever symptoms the most common. Inflammation of the heart muscle, myocarditis, or the sac that the heart sits in, pericarditis, is a very rare side effect of COVID vaccination and is actually a lot more common if a young person gets COVID infection itself. In Switzerland, anyone aged 12 and over is basically entitled to decide themselves to have the vaccination, provided they're considered to be informed and capable of judgment. But of course, practically speaking, most of the time this is done through discussion and mutual agreement between the young person and their parents. Ultimately, the responsibility for assessing whether a young person is capable of judgment lies with the healthcare professional administering the vaccination. It's in the hands of each canton to decide on how capacity for judgment should be assessed in the vaccination centres and what requirements are to be met. And children who aren't capable of judgment need the consent of their parent or guardian before they're vaccinated. In terms of where young people can receive vaccination, their canton's website should have information, or their own doctor or local pharmacist can also advise. That's it for this episode. Catch this podcast and others at worldradio.ch/healthmatters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.